This is KNKX. Emotional intelligence and good self-care are important for a lot of us, but they can be a little elusive as well. And if you're a teenager, it can be even more of a challenge to understand what and why you're feeling something. That was the case for Christy Abram. Though her work now is focused on helping her fellow women of color get through the harder parts of life by sharing their stories with others through the written word. KNKX's Ariel Van Cleve has more in this story from our show, Sound Effect.
The first thing you need to know about Christy Abram is she's a hugger. When you see her smile and hear her warm laugh, you just give into the embrace. Another thing you should know, this woman is present in your conversation. It's important for her that you feel heard because that wasn't the case for her for the longest time, especially when she was a teenager.
Oh, I had a lot of trauma by that age. By that time, by 17, I had a son. So just to kind of give perspective. So I had a very tumultuous upbringing and my mother was an alcoholic and I was passed around a lot, probably from the age of 11.
And that family she was passed along to, they were also on drugs. All of it was just unstable, and she felt like a burden.
I spent a lot of time in everybody's house and just trying to find like my groove, like where do I fit?
By the time she was 16, she realized she wasn't really finding her groove at all. So she emancipated, moved out on her own, and got ready for the birth of her son. This wasn't an easy time. Writing had become key to her survival. Christy would write in journals, or honestly, any scrap of paper would do fine. It made her feel safe, but she couldn't tell anyone she was doing this. She knew her family and friends wouldn't get it.
In, you know, African-American culture, it's just kind of like you don't tell people your business. It's like you just kind of, you know, it's this whole strong woman kind of like, you know, ideal. Like we just have to always show up. And so I was doing my best even at that time and emulating some behaviors that I thought were very healthy for me and just weren't. Because as I got older, suppressing all that things just made me sicker.
And at one point, things bubbled over. Christy reached out for help and started focusing on feeling better. She was still writing, but instead of keeping it to herself, she tried something different and shared what she was going through with her self-help blogs and books. Christy took it a step further in 2015 when she published a young adult novel called Little Miss Somebody.
So the main character in the book, her name is Nikki. She's 14 years old and she has been displaced from Washington. She goes back to St. Louis with her mom and just kind of like dropped in, like in culture, which is a shock for her.
Christy drew on her personal experiences and her journals to create the world in the book. Christy's mom struggled with alcoholism. So did Nikki's. Christy never really had a relationship with her father. Nikki tries to seek hers out. It felt cathartic to get her experience out into the world. But remember, you're not supposed to talk about your problems with anybody. So this was also terrifying.
This book is absolutely a representation of so many of the families that are happening in Black culture with, you know, parents who are struggling to make it in poverty and different things that are happening, especially in inner cities, and the young women who kind of get lost.
She didn't want any more young women of color to slip through the cracks. She created an organization in 2018 called Brown Girls Write. Christy holds workshops for older women and guides them through the process of telling their stories. She also organizes an after-school program in several high schools around the region, including Mount Rainier High School in Des Moines. There are 14 girls in the group, and they've been meeting for the last 8 weeks. Christy has the girls adjust the desk so they can form a horseshoe, with her standing at the front. Fried chicken and mashed potatoes are sitting in a corner of the room. She's found that feeding these girls is one way to keep them coming back every week.
All right, you guys, get your food.
The girls are friendly with each other, swapping stories, bumping each other out of the way to grab pieces of chicken and laughing. They're so relaxed and comfortable. Christy says that took some time.
Oh my gosh, week one, they barely want to say anything. It's like you're pulling teeth to get them, you know, because they don't know me. You know, they don't know. A lot of these young women don't even know each other. So, you know, it's that whole piece of I don't want people to know my business. But like the next couple of weeks, it was just they had a whole lot to say, you know, and you see them now. They act like they've been friends forever.
For the final lesson, Christy's telling them to flex their emotional intelligence muscles they've been gaining the last 2 months. Don't judge others and try hard not to act out in anger.
How many of you guys, when people are telling you stuff, you're thinking about your comeback?
Oh, that's me right there.
I'll be like, huh?
Thinking about your comeback, right? Mm-hmm. So when we're practicing active listening, you're actually in the moment with them while they're talking.
By the end of the class, they don't want to leave. They're talking about how they'll probably wind up back in that same classroom the following Monday, waiting outside, before realizing there aren't any more meetings this year. Christy says she wishes she could be spending all her time doing this, but it's just not possible, even though the need is clearly there. She says it breaks her heart a little bit.
But it also makes me feel good in a way. If that sounds weird, I don't mean it to. Meaning that at least I'm one person that can help. Like, I know that it's a small group, but it's a start. Because those young women will tell someone else about their experiences. And the things that they're learning, they'll also be able to teach someone else.
And when you talk to these girls, she's onto something. They've been feeling a change, and they aren't the only ones to notice. When I brought Christy into the studio to talk with me after the visit to the school, I wanted to play parts of the interviews I did with her students. Kalia Balak is a freshman at Mount Rainier, and I asked her if anyone in her family had seen a difference in her behavior since attending these workshops. She said, yeah, actually, her dad had mentioned something.
He's the only one I would tell my problems to, and like, it was just, he said it literally mentioned like 2 days ago, he was like, your attitude changed, because I used to be like, I get hostile easy, because I take everything to defense off of how I was raised. And then like, he was like asking me what happened, and I told him about the group and stuff.
Hearing from Kalia and knowing that her dad noticed this change, how does that make you feel as you hear what she's saying?
You know what? It actually puts perspective, because when I first started, it's not that she was standoffish. It was just kind of like she was like spectating. And as the group progressed, she would greet me all the time and hug me. So it puts perspective to that. And I'm blown away by that.
And then I want to play one more from Erica McMorris, who's a freshman. And I asked her what was her big takeaway after the 8 weeks of being in the program.
I feel like the group has helped me understand like that I have to put myself first. And like, yeah, at the end of the day, other people are going to be important, are going to be in my life. But like all I have is myself. And so that's really helped me. Like, this group has really taught me that.
I loved this one so much. Like, I thought mm-hmm. that was a really important thing for a girl that age to understand.
Yes.
That she's first.
Yes.
It's always her first.
Yes.
And that's not bad.
No, we talked a lot about that in group. Just like, you matter. Your story matters. And I told them, I said, I want you to carry this with you into womanhood, because I'll tell you, I work with women too. And I get to see what the broken woman looks like. And so what I'm doing here is preventative.
Christy wants to break that cultural pressure for these young women and equip them with the tools they need to be stronger emotionally than she was for so many years. And Christy wants them to know they aren't alone. But even if her preventative measures don't always stick, she'll be there to pick them up and help them bounce back.